Kia ora, good afternoon and welcome to the Rural News. I'm Eric Frickberg in Wellington.
And I'm Maya Burry in Christchurch. Thousands of beef farms around the country are going to be tested for Mycoplasma bovis for a new survey being carried out by the Ministry for Primary Industries. As part of the M. bovis eradication program, dairy cows have been involved in nationwide bulk milk testing for the disease since 2018. MPI's Chief Science Advisor John Roach says this new survey for the beef sector will help build a complete picture of the outbreak and provide assurances the disease is not more widespread than currently thought. Dr. Roach says it'll be sampling 2,500 beef farms which have no connection to the outbreak.
Well, this was always part of the plan, Maya. The response recognises that movement from dairy farms is the highest risk route of spread of Mycoplasma bovis. So in the initial phase of eradication, we had to focus on dairy farms. We're now down to a declining number of dairy farms popping up, and we have the background surveillance happening through the bulk milk surveillance. And so this is now an opportunity to survey the beef industry, where we know that the risk of spread is less. We believe that the amount of disease in the beef population is less. But as was recommended by the Independent Technical Advisory Group in their recent report, we can't assume that. We need to go and look.
That's MPI's Chief Science Advisor John Roach. And the latest figures from the Ministry show 220 farms have tested positive for M. bovis since it was first detected here in 2017. But 195 of these properties have been cleared of their stock. That leaves 25 actively infected farms.
The latest sortie in the government's wave of environmental reforms have come under fire from the Dairy NZ. The Climate Change Response Emissions Trading Reform Amendment Bill will increase costs, according to the dairy lobbyists. The bill was introduced just before Christmas and submissions have already closed, giving the people who pay the price little time to prepare a response, and to do so over the Christmas holidays at that. One aspect of the bill will scrap an already faltering upper limit on the cost of carbon credits, likely doubling that cost to $50 a tonne. Paul Melville of Dairy NZ says that'll cost farmers money.
We estimate a $50 carbon price will cost the average dairy farmer around $17,000 per year. This is due to about a 14-cent per litre increase in the cost of petrol and about a 20% increase in the cost of electricity, along with some increased costs in processing the milk. We don't oppose increasing carbon prices. It's a fact that dairy farmers will have to increasingly front up to. But we do think it's important that Kiwis understand dairy farmers aren't exempt from the emissions trading scheme. They are paying an emissions price for the energy use, and it's quite a significant cost on the average dairy farm.
Paul Melville adds the government has included so-called backstop clauses in the bill, allowing it to force farmers into the emissions trading scheme, even though it's agreed there are better ways of fighting farm emissions than the emissions trading scheme and is working to achieve this. Mr. Melville questions the merits of the backstop.
Government has legislated an opportunity to introduce agriculture into the ETS from 2022 with a processor point of obligation. We view this as bad policy because if you're not measuring emissions at the farm level, it's not really sending an emission signal to farmers. And the government's Climate Change Commission would agree with this. They've recommended that we need to find a way to measure emissions at the farm level as well. But it's up to the government. We can't change the fact that they've taken this option to have this backstop there. We can control it to an extent because it's only going to come into effect if we aren't able to fulfil what we said we're going to do under Hiwaka Ekanoa. So that's where our focus is.
If that's the case, why worry about something that is there just in case?
We're just making the comment that we do think it's bad policy for the government to legislate something which it has been advised isn't going to help reduce emissions.
That's Paul Melville of Dairy NZ.
Well, the year's off to a good start for the dairy market, with another lift in prices at the global dairy auction overnight. The average price rose 1.7% to $3,434 US a tonne. It follows the 2.8% gain at the previous auction. The price of whole milk powder rose 2.4% to $3,233 US a tonne. ASB rural economist Nathan Penny says this was in line with expectations.
And really it's continuing the theme that we've seen over recent months that dairy market is in a good position, and that's boding well for this season's milk price.
Yeah, where do you see that landing at the moment?
So, back 2 or 3 months ago, we upgraded our forecast to $7.50 for the season, and yeah, the last two auctions have confirmed that's going to be roughly where the milk price lands at this stage. So, good season ahead, rest of the season ahead for farmers.
We're starting to talk a bit more now about conditions drying up around the country. Do you see that causing any problems?
Yeah, at this stage, it's very much watch the space. You're right, conditions are starting to dry up. That said, it is the middle of summer after all, and we do get dry spells. At this stage, it's not overly dry or hasn't been overly dry for an extended period, so we don't expect that to impact on prices just yet. But nonetheless, if it is dry through the rest of January, then we'll be definitely reassessing that view.
That's ASB rural economist Nathan Penny. For this season, Fonterra is currently forecasting a milk price payout ranging between $6.55 to $7.55 per kilogram of milk solids.
Four shearers have entered the last stages of their preparation for a unique bid to get their names into the world record books on a sheep station in the central North Island. The Four Stand Women's 9 Hours Strongwill Lamb Shearing Record Challenge gets underway at Waihi Pukawa Station near Turangi. There's currently no Four Stand Women's record, but organisers say the four shearers, Sarah Higgins, Megan Whitehead, Natalia Rangafar and Amy Silcock, are capable of a combined total exceeding 2,000, an average of 500 lambs each.
The American fruit importer who coined the term kiwi fruit for Chinese gooseberries from New Zealand has died in California at the age of 96. Frieda Kaplan became known as the Kiwi Queen after she came up with the term in 1962. She said the new name came about when a customer asked for Chinese gooseberries, and when she saw them, she thought they looked just like the native bird, the kiwi, and that kiwi fruit would be a much more marketable name. She said it took many years for kiwi fruit to become widely popular, joking it was an 18-year overnight success.
The American government says there'll be no need for a third year of special aid for farmers. Washington introduced special programs to compensate farmers who suffered economic losses as a result of the two-year trade war with China. But a deal has been signed to end that war and the U.S. Agricultural Secretary Sonny Perdue says China will soon begin buying U.S. farm goods worth $40 billion to meet that agreement, and that will alleviate growers' need for more aid. And that's rural news. Ka kite anō.